yesterday of all the flops we've had with attempting to do the best 5 minutes of the day, where I call my neuropsychologist friend, my brother from another mother, Jason Cans in Eau Claire. Yesterday may have been the biggest miscue. Let's see if we can pull it off today. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go.
Yeah, here we are.
All right. So you get your phone fixed or what?
I don't know. I may know some about the brain, but I know very little about technology.
Okay.
And yeah, yesterday I have no idea. We had an initial connection and then it, you were gone. And then we both tried to call one another and it all just kind of fell apart. So
it was crazy. Yeah. I was so flustered. I told you this because I needed some Jason time. So it was good to meet you for lunch yesterday. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
But I think when I actually did read from Letters to the Beloved, Mark 6, 14 to 20, but I somehow didn't have my mic on. So I don't know what's with that.
That's different.
I had the music going, I don't know, whatever. Okay, and then the music. But I found that in putting the podcast together. So, hey, so in meeting with you yesterday, it seems like you have been quite taken with the show Ted Lasso. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we signed up for a trial of Apple TV so we could watch the musical Come From Away. And I had to ask people for recommendations on shows. And uniformly, people recommended Ted Lasso on Apple. And I had, of course, heard about the show, but never watched it. And I am just really taken with this character. He seems to embody goodness. He really tries to be positive, even when facing really cynical or negative people. Even when he's called names, he seems to really try to take the high road. And I am very much enjoying the show. My friend Daniel said that nearly every episode he both laughed and cried. And I watched a show last night and found the tears leaking. So it was, it's definitely there for me. It's touching a spot that I didn't necessarily know needed to be touched. So it's really good.
Our mutual friend, make sure my mic is on here since yesterday. Our mutual friend Jeannie said on a Facebook thread you had about this. I think she said it's the best thing on television. So,
yeah, and she also said there's nothing like it.
Right,
and I would agree. You and I were talking, and I had said, you know, I don't know that I would describe it as a sitcom. It's funny, but it's endearing, and I hope it continues that way.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck DeGroat had said it's the show we didn't know we needed, and I said I definitely agree with that. And so I think there's three seasons out, and so I'm hoping to continue watching the show, and we'll see where it goes.
You have totally whet my appetite. I do not have Apple TV, but so
yes. All right. So it was good to see a lot of my therapist friends, counselor friends, spiritual director friends, all stepping in and saying, this is good stuff. So
yeah, it's kind of one of those shows, you know, similarly, I've heard about it. I knew there were people who were big fans, but I'm just like, listen, you don't have every streaming service, right? So,
right, absolutely.
All right, it sounds like worth checking out. So what do we do? Because we did do, Mark, you read the scripture. I read it to myself yesterday. So we're going to move on to new material. Let's go ahead and do, we've got Mark 6, 21 to 29.
So here's the thing. I already read 6:21 to 29. We just didn't do the Letters to the Beloved portion.
You know what?
Of it.
I think maybe I read the. Right. No, I hear what you're saying. Okay, let's move on to 30 to 34.
Okay, sounds good. It says the apostles returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all that they had done and taught. Then Jesus said, "Let us go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while." He said this because there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. So they left by boat for a quiet place where they could be alone. But many people recognized them and saw them leaving, and people from many towns ran ahead and along the shore and got there ahead of them. Jesus saw the huge crowd, and as he stepped out from the boat, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
Yeah, and in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, he tackles those five verses this way. The apostles came back together after that first missionary journey, excitedly telling my son all that happened. He told them, let's take a retreat for rest and restoration. I want to come back to that. Regular relaxation is a part of my divine plan because my son drew people to him The crowds rarely left them alone. They got into a boat, went off to a far-off place. Their departure did not deter the faithful who ran ahead to meet them where they were going. By the time they arrived, a great crowd was already gathered. Their hunger for him stirred Jesus' compassion. He began to teach them about life in our kingdom, and they hung on his words. Thoughts?
Yeah, one of the multiple examples of Jesus in the book of Mark trying to get away, and whether by himself or with others. And I think there's an important message there that we don't always need to be doing. And in fact, sometimes it's much healthier to be trying to find rest and relaxation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that that stood out there for sure. Jesus did it, and so as his followers, we need to do the same, right?
Absolutely. I think that's a good plan.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
There we go. Stephen Curtis Chapman is coming to Eau Claire February 22nd. That was some tremendous news yesterday morning, and his Still tour. Here is that song, WWIB. Good morning.
The sky was clear, Kentucky blue. He led me high up the mountain to show me the view. And said, wherever this journey takes you, just trust me, I'm already there.
Win a Wednesday. We're going to try to accomplish what we couldn't on Tuesday here on WIB.
Yes, so we've got another prize to add to the package. So yesterday we told you we're going to give you not one, but two Tasha Layton albums, one for you and one to bring hope and encouragement to a friend, one that you can give away. But a lot of folks might remember Ja James Allen Hall from Calvary in Eau Claire and his wonderful wife, Whitney. And so they live in Minnesota now, but again, Ja, a graphic designer. They've had a clothing company for a while, and they just launched a website called C4Gear.com, the number four, C4Gear.com, Christian clothing created for conversation. So the goal is having shirts that people are like, wait, what's that? What does that mean? And to start conversations about things that matter, about the things of the Lord. And so some really, really cool stuff on there. I was perusing this last night. Maybe you saw the post on our social media. Anyway, so Ja and Whitney want to bless some WIB listeners as well. And certainly you can help them out. Use the promo code THANKS if you want to purchase anything from their website. But they're giving away a promo code here that basically gives you a free T-shirt and free shipping with it. So
nice.
A free shirt from C4Gear.com. We are adding that to the prize package. So elongated opening here. But again, now you're getting double the prizes.
Fantastic. And we had a stumping question through three rounds yesterday. We're going to pick up with that question in a moment.
Yes. So the question is this, and the number to dial, 715-723-2555. Question is, it takes the average person about 7.5 hours to do this. It takes the average person about 7.5 hours to do what? Incorrect answers yesterday. It's not preparing your taxes. It's not putting up and decorating your Christmas tree, getting a good night's sleep, getting the laundry completely done, preparing the Thanksgiving meal, Christmas shopping, house cleaning, getting through your workday, raking your leaves, wrapping Christmas presents, breaking your New Year's resolution, writing out Christmas cards, putting a puzzle together, cleaning out your closet, planting a garden, or digesting your food. It's none of those. But again, if you're typical, if you're average, it'll take you about 7.5 hours to do what? 715-723-2555.
All right. So again, now we need brave, courageous leaders to step forward and say, all right, you know what? Those are all great guesses, but I think I know.
So again, you've got Tasha Layton albums, two of them, one for you, one to give away, and a promo code for a free T-shirt from C4Gear.com. Great Christian clothing company as well. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
All right. And what do you... What do you think?
Cooking your Christmas meal.
Cooking your Christmas meal. Is it cooking your Christmas meal? It's not, but you call us back, all right? 715-723-2555. Thank you so much for being our first bold one through the door to guess. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
All right, Michael from Eau Claire. What do you think?
Was Christmas shopping already guessed?
It was, yes. I believe.
Okay. Yeah, it then was. My guess will be going through the school day.
Going through the school day. Is it going through the school day, Michael from Eau Claire? It's not. Call us back, my friend. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Again, a chance to win a shirt with free shipping from C4Gear.com and those two Tasha Layton albums, one for you and one to give to a friend. It takes the average person how about 7.5 hours to do this.
Yeah, boy, I just, it's, I feel the floodgates of wanting to give some kind of a hint, Caleb, but okay, I'm holding back.
We gave a little bit of a hint yesterday.
We said that our wives have probably done this more than we have.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Kevin from Fulton City. Is it wrap or Christmas presents?
That has been guessed. So, Kevin from Fulton City, you're on the hot seat here. You can have a bonus guess. Think on your feet. What do you think?
I do have a bonus guess, and I'm going to say travel.
You're going to say travel. Is it travel? It is not. But thank you, Kevin. Good to hear from Fulton City. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Let us go to another line here. Folks calling in. Good morning, WWIB, and what is your name and where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning. This is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hey, Courtney, what do you think?
Is it watching Christmas movies?
Is it watching Christmas movies? So, again, you're saying, yeah, about 7.5 hours of Christmas movie watching. Yeah, we might tune to the Hallmark Channel more often than not in my household. Is it watching Christmas movies? Courtney from Rice Lake. It is not.
That's a really good thought, though.
Thank you. Call us back. There's so many great Christmas movies. I think we have time for, one more guess here. How about one more guess? Let's give someone else a try. Good morning, WWIB. Last chance before we push this off about 20 minutes. What does it take the average person about 7.5 hours to do?
Was deep cleaning the house guest?
It was not. What is your name and where are you calling from, by the way?
Sorry, Michael from Eau Claire.
Michael from Eau Claire. Is it deep cleaning the house? It's not. Thank you, Michael. We'll try again at about 7:45. And maybe, Halva, maybe that's where we give the next hint.
Yeah, we got to give a hint then. Yeah.
All right. Again, your chance to win a shirt with free shipping from C4Gear.com. Check them out.
Win It Wednesday here on WWIB. It is our fifth try up the mountain to try to answer this impossible question.
715-723-2555. We told you yesterday we had a double dip in the Tasha Layton albums. We'll give you two of her latest CDs so that you can have one for yourself and one to bless someone else with. However, we've upped the ante today, and from our friends at C4Gear.com, that's the C and then the number 4Gear.com, Christian clothing created for conversation. We're giving you a chance to win a t-shirt. We've got a promo code for a free t-shirt and free shipping for you, C4Gear.com. So, Howell, the question is this, and you've got, again, a clue for folks. The question is, it takes the average person about 7.5 hours to do what? If you're typical, it'll take you about 7.5 hours to do this. What is it? 715-723-2555.
We've had a lot of tremendous guesses yesterday and even again earlier this morning, but here's the deal. Is that the hint we've given so far is that both of our wives have done this more than us. And the other thing would be, once you do this, you almost certainly wouldn't do it again for quite a long time.
Yes. Typically, that would...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a clue. It's a clue.
That's a clue.
We're trying to help you. 715-723-2555. First caller through the gate. Good morning. Whip Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Susan from Cadott.
Susan from Cadott, go ahead. It takes the average person about 7.5 hours to do what, Susan?
Read a book.
Read a book. Is it read a book, Halvo?
That's another great guess, but that's not it.
No, thank you. Susan from Cadott, call us back, 715-723-2555 for a chance to win all of these prizes. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air on the Wib Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Amanda calling from Rice Lake.
Hey, Amanda, what do you think?
So, with that clue, the only thing that I could think of is a woman giving birth.
Giving birth. Certainly our wives have done that more than we have.
Yeah, and absolutely. It might take 7.5 hours.
So. Here's the thing. Some of you ladies out there are kind of like, 7.5 hour labor, sign me up for that,
right.
As opposed to...
And even the hint of you won't do it again for a long time because we have two kids that are 16 months apart. That's our closest.
That's well thought out, Amanda. Is it what we're looking for?
No.
It is not. Thank you. Call us back, my friend. 715-723-2555.
I'm going to add another hint because what the answer is something that man or woman could do. So.
Sure. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, it's Greg from Augusta.
Greg
about,
from Augusta.
Build a jigsaw puzzle.
Build a jigsaw puzzle. That's been guessed yesterday, putting a puzzle together. So, Greg from Augusta, think on your feet, friend. What do you think? Bonus guest time.
I got nothing.
Okay. All right. I got nothing.
That's fine.
Have a blessed day.
All right.
You too. 715-723-2555. Let's see who is next through. Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, this is Lauren from Oliva. Paint a room.
Paint a room. Lauren from Oliva, is it paint a room? Be more specific, Lauren.
Which room?
Which room, Lauren?
The living room.
The living room. It is not paint the living room. That is a huge clue for everyone out there, but we cannot give it to you. Call back, 715-723-2555.
But that was so close, I'm going to give her a seventh time down CD. So.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Oliva.
Brian from Oliva. All right, Brian.
The husband and wife team here.
What do you think? Go ahead. Brian, the spotlight's on you.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. It is the holiday shopping season, and a Purdue University expert on retail sales put the holiday shopping season into perspective for us.
So we've got some fun little factoids for you this morning. For instance, although many believe that Black Friday is the busiest shopping day of the year, it's actually not. It is the 5th to 10th. Busiest day.
Wow, that's surprising. Also, the Friday and Saturday before Christmas, those procrastinators, are the two busiest shopping days of the year.
I remember, again, I've worked with retail a lot, and there's always kind of a, man, the scramble to see who could get those days off, because not many people could get those days off, and it's who can be quick.
All hands on deck, right? Yeah.
9 of the top 10 busiest shopping days of the year are in what month? December.
Okay. Maybe that Black Friday maybe is the other one. Thanksgiving weekend accounts for 8.5% of total yearly retail sales.
The most purchased item for the holidays is clothing.
And in a retail survey, most stores began adding decorations for the Christmas holidays on or around October 15th.
Just seems so early. But again, I guess retail is always pushing things forward. And you know what? If I can put in a quick word here for our small businesses, man, I see more and more on social media and things like that, too, how tough it is for small businesses. They don't want to raise their prices, but struggling, again, they're impacted by inflation just like you are. And what happens to a dollar when it stays in a local economy versus, again, I know there's the ease of spending online. I do that plenty as well, too. But just think a little bit, too, if there's something that you can substitute for shopping online, going with a local business as well. Keep that right here in our local economy all throughout Western Central Wisconsin. Just, again, that's what I do every day is work with local businesses and small businesses. So think of them. Think
of them. Always better to buy local.
Absolutely. Well, hey, something that we posted, I saw this online and we posted on our WWIB Facebook page this morning. So not original to us, but a quote that says this: remember, Christmas is about Christ. It only becomes stressful when we start making it about everything else. And that's the perfect tie-in to this song that I love from Laura's Story, Just Another Christmas. Laura, don't let it be just another Christmas this year.
Wake Up Show on a Wednesday morning on WWIB as we wind down 1 year and get ready for a new one. We've got a list of the unofficial most popular baby names of 2023.
Yes, so maybe these at some point will become the official most popular, but this is unofficial right now. But still, you probably start seeing and hearing these names quite a bit.
We'll see if any of our kids have some of the names that are among the most popular. The top baby girl names are Olivia,
Emma,
Amelia,
Sophia,
Charlotte,
Ava,
Isabella,
Mia,
Luna,
and
Evelyn.
You know what? I mean, this is the thing. And how old is Evelyn now?
She is 23.
23. So, I mean, again, even 23 years ago, you guys were just very avant-garde, too.
And it was my grandma's name, so there you go.
Again, unofficial most popular baby names of the year. Top baby boy names are Noah.
Liam.
Oliver.
Elijah.
Mateo.
My screen just went blank.
Lucas.
Levi.
Leo.
Ezra.
And Luca.
Luca.
No, there was like a Pixar movie, too, so I don't know if maybe that had something to do with it. So, again, not official, but next year the Social Security Administration will tell us the baby names most registered for Social Security numbers.